Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you today about how to avoid arguments. I know that there may be a person sitting next to you if you're driving down the road while you're listening to this, so don't elbow them because opposites always attract, and sometimes we have one person likes to argue a little bit more than the other, but fact of the matter is that... Following Jesus isn't always easy, but it's not complicated. And we're going to be kind of looking at what James has to say about how we can avoid arguments today. If you got your Bible, we'll be hanging out in James chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. I'm going to go on and read that for you, just in case you don't have access to your Bible. It says, "What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire, but you do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want. So you quarrel and fight. You do not have, because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people," goes on to say in James chapter 4, verse 4, "don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that he jealously longs for the Spirit he has caused to dwell in us? But God gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble." Goes on to say in James chapter 4, verse 7, "Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning, and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up." Do you need to be lifted up today? I know a lot of people tell me, say, "Greg, so often God just speaks to me through Hope is Here," whether it's something you share or one of your wonderful guests. And so thankful for all the many wonderful guests that have been willing to share a word of hope over the past almost 6 years. And, you know, one of the things that you just learned is that sometimes God does humble us before he can lift us up. But I'm so thankful that God also wants to change your laughter. He wants you to laugh. He wants to change from mourning to laughter and from gloom to joy. He loves to bless his kids and helps his kids. And for somebody listening today, maybe you think God has forgotten you and that he is not on the throne. And friends, I want to remind you that he is. But I also know sometimes that we need to kind of re-engage, kind of do what it says in verse 7 of James chapter 4, and submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And James chapter 4, verse 8, one of my favorite verses, "Come near to God and he will come near to you." Friends, he wants to be with you. Another verse in the Bible says, "Draw near to God and he will draw near to you." But it takes action on our part. And so glad that you're listening or watching on our YouTube channel. I want to encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. It helps other people find us. If you're blessed by the programs, leave a comment. All those things, subscribing and leaving comments are greatly appreciated and help other people find the program easier. But I want to look at some things today about how to avoid arguments. And I saw this quote by Benjamin Franklin. He said, "Arguing is a game two can play at. But it is a strange game in that neither opponent ever wins." That's so good. Let's share it one more time. Arguing is a game two can play at, but it is a strange game in that neither opponent ever wins. Mark Twain said, "Never argue with a fool. Onlookers may be able to tell the difference." That's funny. I don't care who you are. But here's what I know, friends, that really the cause of all arguments is conflict and desires. Say it one more time. The cause of all arguments is conflict and desires. James chapter 4, verse 1 says, "What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you?" Oh, James nailed it on the head there, didn't he? And I want to look at today and our time that we've got remaining here, you know, three basic causes or three basic desires that causes arguments. The first one, very simply, is the desire to have, which usually, you know, means possessions. James chapter 4, verse 2 says, "You want something, but you don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want." And often that can cause an argument. I mean, you see little kids even wanting something there, go to the store with their mom and dad or grandparents or aunt or uncle, and yet sometimes they don't get what they want. And they get really upset, and they throw a temper tantrum. And yet, unfortunately, fast forward later on as adults, sometimes we do the same thing when we don't get something that we want, and we don't we kind of throw a fit even as adults. And as I heard a person say many years ago, you know, age is not necessarily a sign of maturity. I mean, there's some 16-year-olds that are more mature than 56-year-olds. And so I want to ask you today, is part of the reason maybe you're in an argument with somebody is your desire to have something that you're not being allowed to have right now? A second basic cause, a basic desire that often causes arguments is the desire to feel. Pleasure. Man, I'm a feeler. I admit it. On the Myers-Briggs personality test, you're either a thinker or a feeler, and my score is kind of unique. I was right in the middle. I definitely use my mind when I'm making decisions and try to think things through, but also sometimes, because I'm also a feeler, sometimes even though maybe logically it's not the best decision, I go because I feel like it's the right one. And being in, I used to not like that when I was a business owner, and but now that God's called me into ministry, it actually really works out well, because I definitely have to use my mind, but I also can use my heart, which I try to be guided by the Holy Spirit and not just my feelings, because you know, your feelings, I love in Jeremiah that verse that says that the heart is deceitful above all things. And I think we all can admit there's been a time that we really felt something. We thought this is the right thing to do. And then it winded up, unfortunately, that it wasn't. And I just always had to be reminded, I like to run through a filter, maybe a couple of people that are not feelers and their personality makeup, to make sure that I am not just making a decision based on feelings. And maybe you need to you know, ask somebody that, have a filter, to a couple people to run things through that maybe are wired up a little differently, you, and see how they look at it and to say, hey, am I looking at this right? James chapter 4, verse 3 says, "When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend time what you get on your pleasures." James just nails it right there, doesn't he? A third basic desire that causes arguments is the desire to be, which that includes pride or power. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 10 says, "Pride leads to arguments. Be humble, take advice, and become wise." You know, it's kind of interesting. What is that middle letter there in the word pride? Letter I. Yeah, even as little kids, they start learning to talk, and one of the first words it seems like they learn is mine. You know, I. And friends, we have to die to self every day, and good old pride can get in the way. As you know, pride leads to arguments there. So be humble, take advice, and then you become wise. What great wisdom there in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 10. And maybe it's something you struggle with sometimes, you don't realize, with pride. And I have to admit, I do. I have to be really careful with that. And God has humbled me throughout my life. And I think hopefully, you know, I'm in a lot better place with dealing with pride. And you remember Paul talked about that he had a thorn in his flesh, and he asked God to remove it three times, but he wouldn't do it. And Paul basically kind of said that I think one of the reasons the Lord didn't remove that thorn in his flesh, and we don't know what that was to keep him humble and to help him keep his eyes on Jesus. And maybe that's where you're at today. You're like, man, I've been asking God to remove this situation for a long time, and it just hasn't happened. Well, friends, that doesn't mean that God doesn't love you. Sometimes maybe it's like Paul. I mean, there's obviously God loved Paul, and Paul wrote more books in the New Testament than anybody else, and was the pillar of the early church. And yet, He had something he just had to deal with, and God just did not remove that thorn in the flesh, whatever that was. So be encouraged today. You're in good company if you're like Paul and you're still having to deal with something that you've asked God to remove for a long time. I love in one version of the Bible I read when Paul was talking about that, he said, I pleaded with the Lord, not once, not twice, but three times to remove this tormenting thing. And yet he said, when God told him, I'm not going to remove that, and that my grace is sufficient in your weakness. Be encouraged by that, Paul said today, friends, that God's grace is sufficient in our weakness. And then I love the very next sentence. Paul said, for when I am weak, then I am strong. As I reflect over my 50-plus years of life, there's been seasons where I'm like, I don't know how I got through that. And yet, now that I'm on the other side and can kind of step back and take a look and observe what happened there, I know how I got through it. It was because of Jesus. It was because of people that prayed for me, God's angels that helped me and support me and encouraged me and made a way when there seemed to be no way. Amen? And I know somebody listening today, you're like, yep, Greg, if I'm honest, if I reflect over my life, God has been there for me more times than I can count. So don't doubt during this season of difficulty or because maybe God has not chosen to remove that thorn in your flesh yet. You're in good company because Paul went through the same challenging time and seasons in his life. James chapter 4, verse 6 says, but God gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Say that again. God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. We talked earlier about the cause for all arguments is conflict and desire. Well, the cure for arguments is humility. The cure for arguments is humility. James chapter 4, verses 6 through 8 and verse 10 says, but God gives us more grace. That is why Scripture said God opposes the proud, but he shows favor to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up today. You know, it's the thing I've talked about here in Hope is Here before. Sometimes we get down on one knee because life's really, really just been challenging, difficult, and maybe even overwhelming. But I've found that to have true surrender means putting the other knee down and just lifting your arms up and just saying, Lord, I can't do this anymore without your help. So I'm asking you to help me today and make a way because I know I can't do this without you. I need your help. And through my weakness, your strength becomes evident. And it's a blessing to me and others get to see that. And so I'm so thankful that, you know, God, he speaks to his kids and that when we draw near to him, he draws near to us. And I want to encourage you to say, pray that simple prayer just in James chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. God, I submit myself to you. And just tell the Satan out loud, to say, you know what? I'm resisting you and I'm fleeing from you. And the Bible tells us that God will not let any temptation overtake us if we lean into God and if we make the conscious choice to remove ourselves from that situation that is causing us temptation. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I hope you'll join us again tomorrow as I'm going to look at how to avoid arguments and give you four steps to diffusing conflict. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Are you over 55 looking to increase your strength, endurance, balance, coordination, and more? Fitness for folks over 55 should be more than just stretching and mild workouts. Stronger Life, fitness for people over 55 helps folks do the things that they want and need to do. From lifting heavy packages, grandchildren, and pets, to hiking the Inca Trail. Created by doctors of physical therapy and led by Stronger Life certified coaches, group classes are not only effective, but safe. A Stronger Life is a better life. Located in Lexington. For more information, visit us online at StrongerLifeHQ.com.